few nekudos, but if someone is mechayev himself for tzedakah, that's a short nekudo. Then there's a long nekudo about changing tzedakah. If a person says tzedakah will be for one thing, now if he wants to change it, so what's the deal? Okay, so when a person is mechayev himself to tzedakah, the Gemara brings his apostle, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah brings his apostle, Moitzos Hosecho Tishmo Ve'osisa. The Gemara is darshaning this pasuk that's including tzedakah. So if a person does not give tzedakah, he said he's going to give tzedakah, he doesn't give it, he's over on his neder, basin will force him to be mekayem it. And if he doesn't, he's over on Baal Te'acher immediately, unless he made a tnai, he said a condition, I'm going to give it slowly, or I'm going to give it to a certain person so he can wait until he comes. Okay, so that's basically the halacha of being mechayev, if a person mechayev himself to give tzedakah, he's obligated to do it. Okay, now we're getting to the next sugya. In the next sugya, is basically there's one gemara in Arachin which has the whole sugya of changing tzedakah from one person purpose to a different purpose. So let's see the gemara says like this: Hoyimel sela zul tzedakah. If a person has this sela tzedakah. The Gemara says if a person said this money is going to go to tzedakah, until it comes to the hand of the gabbai, he could change it. Once it came to the hand of the gabbai, he can't change it anymore. So what does that mean? What does it mean he can change it? What does it mean to change it? So we have different mahalchim. Tosis brings the zamachloikis, right? Tosis says Rabbeinu Baruch is explaining. To be Mishanet to a different mitzvah. The person said this money will go to tzedakah, now he wants to do a different mitzvah with it. So he can do a different mitzvah according to Rabbeinu Baruch, that as long as he didn't give it to the gabbai tzedakah yet. If he gave it to the kupish of tzedakah, then he says, oh, you know what? Give me back my money. You know, I decided I want to buy, I don't know what he means by a different mitzvah. Maybe it means I want to buy a fancy tefillin. You know, I decided my tefillin is not good enough for my new standards. So give me back the $10,000 I gave you. I found a soifel that will do it for that money. I got a bargain this week. So then he can't do it anymore. Lemaisa the Shulchan Aruch does not go with, doesn't paskin, like the Shita of Rabbeinu Baruch, that a person can change its mamish to do a totally different mitzvah with it. He says, he paskin like the other opinion that Tosis brings, that it means lilvoit, he can borrow it. If a person said this money will be for tzedakah, he's allowed to borrow it if he needs it. But once it gets to the hand of the gabbai, so then it says, also l'shanoi, so he can't say, you know, I need a loan for 2 weeks, so please give me back the money and I want to take it alone. Then that he can't do.
He can borrow it from himself?
What?
He can borrow it from himself.
Yeah, if a person has his maizel money on the side, he can have his maizel money on the side, and if he doesn't have who to give it right now, or he made it tonight, I'll give it whenever I want, so then he can give it whenever he wants, as we've seen previously. So then as long as it's by him, he can borrow it. He can borrow it and then pay back. Okay. But then, once it's in the hands of the gabbai, so then he cannot even borrow it, and the gabbai himself can't borrow it either. The gabbai has no right to borrow the money. But the Gemara says, Eini, how is it possible to say that the gabbai has no right to borrow the money? The Rabbi Yanai Yazi Vepora. Rabbi Yanai, he would borrow money. He was a gabbai tzedakah, and people gave him tzedakah money. And if he would need, let's say, to make a bar mitzvah, so he would borrow this money, and then he would pay back. With time, he would pay back for the anin. So said Rabbi Yanai, for sure, wouldn't do something which you're not allowed to do. So said the Gemara, Shani Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai is different. Why? The nichalu le'anim. The anim are happy when Rabbi Yanai borrows their money. Why? The kama demashi me'asi umaisilhu. Because Rabbi Yanai had a thing like this. So Rabbi Yanai knew how to get money out of people. So whenever the anim needed money, Rabbi Yanai would get it for them. So if Rabbi Yanai borrowed the anim money, and now all of a sudden this Danim needs money, and there's no money, Rabbi Yanai would get them the money. So now everything he borrowed will be already extra, because he got them everything they need. So it's good for them that he owes the money, because that like comes extra, because he would get them their needs anyways. So such a gabbai can borrow the money. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch asking like that, right? A regular gabbai can borrow. Unless the gabbai is like Rabbi Yanai, right? Now, And also that a person can change his tzedakah from one purpose to another purpose. Okay. Now there's interesting. We paskin like this. It comes a little bit interesting. We'll continue the sugya soon, but there is a difference, just to point it out. When a person has his own tzedakah money, he can borrow it. When it comes to the gabbai can't borrow it. But on the other hand, when a person has his own tzedakah money, he can't change it to a different mitzvah. But when it's in the hands of the gabbai could change it to a different mitzvah. Okay, this is just, Chazal, the Shach points that out. We'll see soon. Okay. Now the Gemara continues. The Gemara continues, Tanu Rabbonon. Yisrael sheitnadim menoira oner lebeis haKnesset. Also, Leshanoi, if a Jewish person said, I'm giving a light to the shul, you can't change it. So, Rabbi Chiya Barav Olemei, also, Chiya Barav thought to say, Lo ishna ledvar reshus, lo ishna ledvar mitzvah. It doesn't make a difference if you're changing it to dvar reshus, or even to a mitzvah. Once a person said, I want to give a bima to the shul, so you can't get something else with it, if that's what he wants to do with his money. Omar le Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yami told him, this is what the Rabbi Yochanan said, Lo yishonu ela ledvar reshus. Only to something which is dvar reshus, meaning it's not a mitzvah, that you can't do with a person's money. Aval itzvah mitzvah mutal leshanoisa. But to do a mitzvah with it, yeah, let's say, instead of buying this, he gave money to the shul, and now there's a quill comes into the shul, and they say, we want to learn. It's not money for all the avreichim. So you say, you know what? Forget the bima. We can have this one, and we'll pay the avreichim. That's fine. How do we see that? Midomar Rabbi Asi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Oyvel Kirchovim Shitnadim Menoiro Ner Lebeis HaKnesset, by a goy. It says by a goy. If a goy donated something to the shul, so then it goes like this. As Nishtak Hashem Be'alea, also Leshon Oiso. As long as everyone knows that this is the goy gives, then you can't change it. Mishin Nishtake Hashem Be'alea, once it was forgotten who gave it, then Muto Leshon Oiso. Then you can change it, so, and do with it something else. Right? So again, it says that we have a chiluk between a goy and a Jew. Right? By a goy we say you can't change it. And by a Jew we say you could change it. So the Gemara says, Lemai. What are we changing it to? What are we changing it to? Ilema edvar reshus. If we're changing it to something which is reshus, optional. So my Yovet Kirchavim. Why dafka by a goy we can't change it? Even by Yisrael Nami, right? Feel Yisrael Nami. Ela edvar mitzvah. So says the Gemara, obviously we're talking when we're changing it and doing a mitzvah. And the difference is, the time of David Kirchavim Poya, and a goy will start screaming and yelling, I gave money to buy a bima, you guys made a koil, who told you? But a Jew will not, but Yisrael will not scream, so even everyone knows he gave the money for the bima, we support a koil, and it's okay. Okay, so far, it's the Gemara. So now I want to ask you guys a question. So how does the Gemara come out at the end? At the end, what's the end of the day? What's the end result of the Gemara? If a goy gives money, can I change it to a different mitzvah or not? And if a Jew gives money, can I change it to dvar reshus or not? So it depends how you read the Gemara. If you read the Gemara, the way it seems from Rashi, yeah? So the way we read the Gemara, by Israel, right, the Gemara says dvar reshus, even by Israel it's no good. So obviously we're talking Linyan. We're talking Linyan mitzvah, and then we say for a goy you could change for a mitzvah, and for Israel not. That would be one way of reading the Gemara. There's another way of reading the Gemara, which seems like a lot of Rishonim take, and that's how Shulchan Aruch paskin. It's to go like this: that before the Shem was Nishtakeah, so then by a Israel you can change it to Dvar mitzvah, and by a goy not. That's before Nishtakeah Shem. But once the Shem was Nishtakeh already, then you can change it Lidvar HaReshus. So I guess the Machloikis is when the Gemara asking over here in the Mai, you guys don't have a Gemara in front of you, so is it going on the first Chelek of Lo Nishtakeh Hashem, or on the second Chelek of the Braisa, which speaks about Yes Nishtakeh Hashem? The Gemara says that we can change by a Goy and not by a Jew. Is it going when we still know who brought it, or when we don't know? Okay, let's say that that's whoever wants to be see inside afterwards. Okay, now let's see how the halacha comes out. Okay? It's a bit difficult, especially if you don't have a gemara in front of you. So the Rosh says that the Tzibu could change it to a greater mitzvah. Let's just go quickly through the halakha because really out of time for those who wanted to leave at 9 o'clock. So the Rosh paskins that we could make it to a greater mitzvah. Okay? We could, if a person gave money to tzedakah, we can take it to a greater mitzvah. So paskin Shulchan Aruch, if there was a tzedakah given for a shul, or to build a cemetery, so the people of the city can be mishane to build a base medrash, or to support a koilel, Talmud Torah. Even if the owner says, if the person who donated the money says, I don't want to. And it's very interesting, the Rosh says, the Gemal says that the Yisrael won't scream if we follow the rules. And even if he does scream, we don't care, because there's no Chilul Hashem by Yisrael. If Yisrael is not listening to what Chazal say, and he's doing otherwise, there's no Chilul Hashem. Jacob Jacobson likes to speak about this. He says, people think that Chilul Hashem is when I don't make the other person happy, right? I have to make the other person happy, otherwise it's a Chilul Hashem. He says, no, it's not a Chilul Hashem. You don't have to make him happy if it's against what Hashem wants. And over here, Chazal told us how to act, and if a person doesn't want, it's his problem. It's not Chilul Hashem, how we follow Chazal. Okay.
But on here, Chazal told us that we could act this way, not that we're chayav to act this way.
Okay, so if Chazal told us we could, so if a person says, but I don't want you to, so
yeah,
so it's still not a Chilul Hashem. If they say we're chayav, so then for sure it's not a Chilul Hashem. We say, even if Chazal told us we could, the Rosh says, even that, it's not a Chilul Hashem anymore if we follow Chazal and we go and we do what they told us to do. So now, there's very interesting. In Seif Beis, it sounds like you can only make for something greater. And in Seif Gimel, it sounds like you can change to any mitzvah you want. When someone gave an adava, you can change to any mitzvah you want. Okay. So, Dashach says that he's mechalik in Dvar Mitzvah. When we say you could change in the mitzvah, to change from one mitzvah to another, he says like this. He says, the Gemara, he says very interesting, the Gemara is mechalik, the Gemara says, the Dvar Mitzvah, so what's the problem, must be talking about Dvar HaRishon. So from this Gemara, we see that no matter if you make it a bigger mitzvah or a smaller mitzvah, it's okay, because the Gemara is mechalik only between Dvar Mitzvah and Dvar HaRishon. I mean, any kind of mitzvah will be okay. So he says, according to that, he says the rule is like this. If you make both mitzvahs happen, maybe take a little longer for the greater mitzvah to happen, so then I can change the money from the greater mitzvah to the smaller mitzvah, or, and for sure, the other way around. But when we're talking that if I have to choose between two mitzvahs, there's not enough money, there won't be enough money for both mitzvahs, then I can only take by a Yisrael to make it greater by a goy. I can't, because you can't change what a goy gave to something else, as long as it has a shem bailey. The Taz says that there is a chiluk in a dvar reshus. When we want to change the dvar reshus, so when the shem bailim is nishtakea, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, you can change already to whatever you want. And before the shem bailim is nishtakea, then you can't do it, right? Then we get to the difference between a goy and a Jew. Is by a goy you can't change it at all, and by a Jew you can change it to a different mitzvah. Okay. Fine. There's one more point that Gemara says, that if you take money from Bnei Ha'il, from the city, so the people of the city can change it. So we saw this by a person. A personal person can borrow it, but you can't change it to a different mitzvah. The Gabbai can... he can't borrow it, but he could change it to a different mitzvah only if it's a mitzvah. We have now a third gather, that if the Bnei Ha'ir, if the people of the city decided, you know, all the money which we have now for tzedakah, we want to buy beer with it. Okay? So, it says they can even change it to Dvar HaRishon. So the Shach says that that's only if the Anim won't lack. Meaning, if the Anim will lack and they won't have what they need, so that's not what we're talking about. But if the Anim, let's say the Anim will have what they need, but you know, the Kupa Shel Tzedakah happened to have $1 million on the side. And the people of the city said, you know what, let's make a big Hanukkah party with this money. Why to collect money from the people, there's $1 million on the side. So, talking to the Anim of the city, don't need $1 million, right? So, So then you could use this money, al dan sa bnei, even for other things. Say that we'll stop here today. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.